I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States recently called out Iran, among other nations, for being morally reprehensible for their human rights violations. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it's no surprise, considering the Christian persecution that takes place in Iran. He explains that the government often points to the Armenian minority, who they view as traditional Christians, as proof that there is religious freedom.
But then you start talking about Farsi-speaking churches, and you start talking about people born into Muslim families who are now following Jesus Christ, and they don't have freedom. Absolutely, Iran is a persecutor of our Christian brothers and sisters.
Nettleton says, we can pray for their courage to witness and for the strength of faith, and remember that our own salvation comes from Jesus, not the decrees of the government. And about 40% of the Tewe people in central Mozambique are Christians. But the Tewe people have no Bible and less than an hour's worth of scripture in audio. But recently, Audio Scripture Ministries opened a new audio Bible recording studio in Mozambique. Joshua Harrison with ASM says this will allow them to get better scripture resources to the Tewe people.
Now we're excited to report that we have over 10 hours of scripture recordings and songs and Bible engagement materials that we've recorded, and the community response has been fantastic.
But the work doesn't stop there. ASM is currently fundraising for audio Bible distributions in Mozambique so they can get God's word to the Tewe people. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that will help you to pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.